Hey, guys.
How are you guys?
Awesome.
Good. How about y'all?
Oh, we're doing very well. We are excited to get you guys back here to Central Iowa on the big Brad Paisley tour. Now, last year, you guys were here. We'll call it the infamous State Fair show here at the Iowa State Fair. We were set to actually talk to you guys last summer, but then the illness took over you guys. I don't remember if you guys remember this show or not. It was in like a Wednesday night in August, and I just remember talking to you guys right before the show, and you were sick as a dog.
Oh, man. I actually do remember that. I think I went to the pick-me-up hospital or the quick walk-in hospital or whatever.
Yeah.
And got all the kinds of meds I could, and boy, that was a heck of a night.
So we need to redo.
But I will say this, you know, as a fan watching the show, you couldn't really tell, which was like, I mean, knowing ahead of time that you were sick, I could kind of see it on you guys. But from people that did know, they would never guess you guys were sick that night. You guys put on a great show, even with the illness.
Well, thank you, man. That means a lot to us. Sometimes, I mean, you got to do what you got to do because there's no really, I mean, the show must go on. So, you know, and my brother's ugly as it is, but being sick probably didn't help.
So you guys have just gotten started on your tour just this last week, right? How's it going so far?
Oh, it's awesome. It's like a dream come true. Brad Paisley's he's a genius, and he's been one of my guitar heroes since we were kids, you know, and that's just, I'm like a kid in a candy store getting to look at all of his gear and watch him every night. I mean, it's awesome.
I bet it must be like a little tutoring session every time you get to watch him play.
Now,
oh yeah,
he has a reputation, shall we say, for being quite the prankster on the road. Any opening weekend hazing that we can talk about, or is he still leaving you guys hanging, waiting?
You know what? We're seeing some signs of it for sure. We just happened to sit out and watch his show the first night, and let's just say he included our faces into some pictures in his show.
Oh wow!
On the screen. Apparently, there's a picture of me and Colton at the beach, almost totally nude.
Whoa, hello.
I don't remember taking that picture, but it was definitely our face. And
did he at least give you some pretty decent bodies?
Not at all. What was bad is it looked pretty natural.
Oh, so they did a good job photoshopping it.
Oh, yes.
So make sure, I know we got a lot of folks heading up to Cedar Rapids to see you guys on January 30th at the U.S. Cellular Center. Make sure to look for the photos of the Swan Brothers in some sort of beach attire. So we would
not something you want to remember, I promise.
So we would be remiss if we didn't at least mention the voice. Now, something I actually found out doing a little bit of research for the show, you guys obviously had a ton of success on The Voice, but that wasn't your first foray into singing on TV, was it?
No, actually, I tried out for American Idol, and my brother did a little local TV thing in Tulsa when we were living in Tulsa. Yeah, we've been trying and scratching at every door we possibly can in the last 16 years, and that was the show for us because we could do it together, and you know they allow duos.
That definitely seems to be the big thing. Like, you got, from what I've seen, you know, on The Voice and in person at the Iowa State Fairs, you guys kind of feed off each other in a great way that, you know, while individually you're both amazing, together it just takes it to a whole different place.
Yeah, we've always said thank you, first of all, and I agree, man. Like, there's just something about being brothers and brother harmony, and we've always said I don't think we'd make it a solo artist, and we wouldn't want to. You know, we wouldn't want to do this separately.